Well, good evening out there, Sim Racers. Welcome to another special edition. I know they're all special editions. This one's really special because it's on a Friday night when me and my guests could probably be at a dirt track somewhere, because there's one about an hour away that two of my friends are racing at tonight. But anyway, we're here with a special edition of the Sim Racing Podcast. I'm your host, Greg Dreiss, and we talk iRacing, we talk dirt racing, we talk real racing. We've had NASCAR guys on here, we've had truck guys on here, but most of the time it's just about people like you and me like to go out there and have fun on iRacing land and pretend that we're real race drivers. So anyway, if you want to listen to the Sim Racing Podcast, we are live right now on Twitch. Later it'll be uploaded to YouTube, Spotify, Anchor, all the major podcast channels, including Google, Amazon, and all the other ones. And that's where you can find us. If you want to find out more about us, you can find us on Facebook at the Joe Sixpack Racing Facebook page or the Joe Sixpack Podcast page. Want to send out a special thank you to our league sponsors for our 802 Cup Series League, Riptide Radio, where a random driver every week gets $5 in iRacing credits. Riptide Radio is out of Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. It's beach music, but it's more than beach music. It's a lifestyle. It is Motown. It's soul. It's jazz. It's yacht rock altogether. Music to sit and listen to at the beach. Riptide Radio out of Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. Dirtbag Clothing, want to thank them for sponsoring the Joe Sixpack Racing Team, which races in the BG Graphics 802 Late Model Stock Series on Thursdays. And if you want to join any of our 802 racing leagues, we are having a Season 3 recruiting race Sunday night at 6:45 p.m., 160 laps at Charlotte on the Oval, fixed set cup cars with competition caution at lap 60. Last season 2, we gave out over $700 in prize money from P1 all the way back to P15. Sponsors trophies, broadcast leagues. It's just a lot of fun. So that's the 802 Cup Series recruiting Sunday night, 6:45 p.m. at Charlotte. It'll be under-hosted, no password. And Thursday nights, we have the BG Graphics 802 Late Model Stock Series. And hope you can stop in and watch us on TV, Turn 3 Broadcasting, or join the league. Tonight, we have special guests from the sim racing world, Ryan Chapman and Justin Diltz. They're from the Elevated Esports, which they have turned into a whole esports community and racing leagues and such like that. So we're waiting for Justin to come on. For some reason, Discord says he's got to wait 10 minutes to come on. I don't know, maybe he just got out of Facebook jail like I did. But anyway, Ryan is here, and we're going to introduce Ryan right now. Ryan, how you doing tonight, and how's that dog with the squeaky toy in the background doing?
I'm doing well, Greg. She is actually laying down by my door right now, so and
well,
not
that's
squeaking
cool.
anything, so we're good right now.
That was funny. You know, you started apologizing, and all I can remember is just being upstairs about an hour ago after our puppy, who just turned a year old, had dinner, and she's got this Nyla bone, this solid plastic bone, chomp, 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 and comes over and, of course, has to show you her toy and has to chew it on one leg, chew it on another, try to make you take it from her, and then you get bit. So I've been there, done that, and we're still doing it. So why don't you tell me a little bit about your racing history, how you got involved in how Elevated Esports came to be.
Yeah, so basically at a young age, I got into watching racing with my father. Basically, we've been a Dale Jr. fan family since I've been born. My dad's been a Dale Earnhardt fan. And we've just been going to race. We went to New Hampshire a good amount of times, maybe six times.
Yep.
Once I got older and everything, but that's kind of where my love for the sport like fell into play, because getting to see the cars, getting to be there, it's just a whole different experience.
Yes, it is.
And then we went to, I'm pretty sure it was Lime Rock, where we saw the Daytona prototypes and some other cars, And once I sat in that car, it got me going, and I was just a big fan of those, and that's where my road racing love came into play. But I'm more of an oval guy, but I do dabble in road a little bit, and I did some backyard go-karting road course racing as a young kid.
And that's cool.
That kind of solidified everything, and basically hopped into sim racing probably about a year and a half ago. And honestly, once I bought my Amazon rig, I fell in love with it and just started doing it full in. Started racing officials, met Justin, he came along and he brought me into a league that I started with called NSRL, and basically he brought me on his team, wanted me to show him how I raced. I was a very aggressive racer at the time. I didn't really think things through. He brought me on and grew me into the guy I am today, and that's kind of where Elevated Esports started for me. We've just been taking off ever since.
Cool. Well, Mr. Diltz is here. Justin, how you doing?
Sorry about the little tardiness there.
No, that's okay.
The good words also there, Ryan.
So,
how are you doing tonight?
Good. I don't know what happened. Every once in a while, Discord makes somebody new have to wait 10 minutes. This is probably episode number 60 or 70, and nobody's had to wait. What did you do to piss Zuckerberg off and get thrown at Discord jail?
Probably just because I was late in general. You can't blame it on me. I was running behind all day. I've been running behind. Definitely on my side, but I don't know why your Discord doesn't like me.
It's strange, isn't it?
But yeah, like I said, that's some really good words from Ryan. I'm assuming you want an intro and us to introduce ourselves. So yeah, I'm Justin Diltz, and I really don't have a huge racing background. I grew up racing on PlayStation 2. I mean, you know, we race a little bit of stuff out in the yard, maybe some four wheelers, dirt bikes in the woods and stuff.
That's cool.
I grew up, you know, doing a lot of that, riding four wheeler, dirt bike stuff. But as far as, you know, doing any go-kart racing or anything like that, no, unfortunately I didn't growing up. I really wish I had gotten into, you know, oval racing a lot sooner, or, you know, any kind of track racing a lot sooner than I did. Beginning of COVID, I mean, everybody shut down. Everything was very boring. I've known about iRacing since it first came out. It's always been so busy. Chasing work and worked on the road for many years out of high school. So,
what'd you do? What'd you do working on the road?
I was in the oil and gas field. Whenever the big boom come around here in PA, Ohio, West Virginia.
Yeah.
So from about 21 years old, 22 years old to about 28, so about 6-7 years. That's pretty much what I did there. Just moving every couple months. Every year or so at least, if not just staying out of the hotels. I didn't really get to settle down, you know, really get in the same thing, man. I put my bio there. I'm not really that great with computers.
Neither am I.
So at the time with COVID and stuff, and I actually got lucky because when I bought it right after, you know, everything skyrocketed through the roof in price.
Oh, yes. But, yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I got very lucky. Got the computer there. I started with a Logitech G29.
Like everybody.
Stuff.
Yep.
It's funny, me and Ryan come up kind of through the ranks, to say, with the equipment pretty together for a while, and then lately Ryan's been whooping my butt on upgrading some of it. We don't know if that's how he's getting so good or what's going on over there. Some say that he has a golden horseshoe up his ass. Sorry if I'm not allowed to, I don't know if it's PG-13 or what.
It's PG.
Yeah,
it's,
we had that comment from somebody in the league.
Yeah, it's PG, whatever you want to make it. there's no rules here.
Okay, good. I didn't think about it till after it came out. But
no,
yeah,
that's fine.
To elaborate a little bit on what Ryan said and stuff. Yeah, I mean, after I got, I started on an old dinner table, small square dinner table, I guess. It was kind of on the heavier side. I got out of my, drug it out of my parents' basement because I knew it was going to be heavy enough where it wouldn't tip over when I was running that G29. And yeah, it started there, and actually drug another one of my good friends into it. When I first got that, I had to make him try it out. We were racing off the Ottoman at the time, actually. Ottoman. And but yeah, and then same thing when I got my GTR rig, really got at first I had a 30-inch monitor, then upgraded to 50-inch ultra wide, really got big with me then, and then got into upgraded the pedals to V3s. And then at around that time is when I met Ryan and we were running an NSRL. I got wrangled into doing a little bit of admin stuff over at NSRL. As you can tell, I like to talk a lot. So
that's okay.
I
guess
people say I got a big personality. So I got drug into that. And we ran over there for, I ran over there for about a year and a half. Ryan ran over there for probably about 8 months. And he was on his way to being a contender over there in Truck Series and Xfinity Series. Going into the new year, and then that league fell apart. So we ended up parting ways. We actually, at the time, the team was Elevated Motorsports. So, and when we left there, I had brought Ryan over. I brought Kyle Milken with me, my best friend Alan. They were all running an SRL.
Cool.
Some of them on my team, some not. Shad Corinne, come with me. It was actually Shad's idea to change the name from Elevated Motorsports to Elevated Esports. So after we all kind of left that league, we were all on a search for a league. Kyle Milken was running with Full Throttle Sim Racing a little bit now and then. So we all jumped over there, and that's where Elevated Esports was kind of born. Starting out with Full Throttle last year, or half a season.
Yep.
Or half a season last year. And started the fresh season this year, and like Ryan said, we really, over this winter, man, Ryan, I mean, Ryan's put in majority of the work for this team. The ideas, done great recruiting. Shad Corinne's done great recruiting. Within the recruits we brought in for racing, we found, you know, like digital creators, people that want to work on a social media side. So stuff just kind of fell in place for us.
Cool.
We've been riding that out for the last, you know, couple months.
Yep. So I want to jump in here. Mm-hmm, you said you like to talk a lot, right?
Oh yeah, for sure.
All right. Well, Ryan and I were going back and forth. He's the one that went to school for radio and broadcasting. How come he's not talking?
Right.
I'm just busting your chops.
We went to FTSR this season. Looking to put wins on the board because we didn't have, I'm pretty sure, any wins in the half season we ran last
Kyle won one.
Okay, Kyle won one.
Yeah. By the way, I was
and
just
then we came. I came in this year with a,
up, actually.
I came in the here with a vengeance this year.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to prove what I can do, what my skill level is at, and all that because I really didn't show much last year because I was still getting into the whole sim racing world.
Sure.
And I really put the time in over the off season to really master my driving style. And we came off the bat from Daytona, pulled out a win, which I was stoked about. I was super happy, super pleased with that. And that kind of started the whole good trend for me, but also the team, because it just showed that we can contend, and it's just not one of us that's going to be contending.
Cool. So, Justin, what series do you guys run in as a team? How many are on your team? Tell me a little bit more about Elevated Esports as a community.
Currently, right now, what we got is we got two teams in the Truck Series running. One is ran Elevated Esports. And the other one is actually ran through Shad, which it's out of the same Discord, out of the same same group of guys, you know, working together, making setups, trying to talk with each other, calm each other down, talk sense into each other, you know, just talk racing together. And then we have one full team and a couple part-timers running Cup. And again, this is all in full throttle, right, what I'm talking about now.
Okay.
And then
we have two cars that run another team.
Oh, right, we have affiliate teams. So yes. Most leagues only let you run four per team for points, which full throttle, that's the same way there. But they do not, you know, we have affiliate teams, so we run out of the same stable. Like I said, you know, but we got four guys on, I don't want to call it the main team because it's not the main team. The original team, which is brought over from NSRL to full throttle last year for the Cup Series, which is the main series, was Kyle Milton, Alan Crowell, Ryan Chapman, and myself. Now I think Shad and a few other guys. I'm trying to look this stuff up real quick. I was supposed to have this already, but like,
no. That's fine.
But yeah, to go forward, to answer more of your question, we run part-time in the Xfinity Series and the ARCA Series with full throttle. So full throttle keeps us pretty busy on the oval side for leagues. So that is currently the only league we're running right now. Mm-hmm. Like I said, we're fielding at least a team and a half, if not, like I said, in trucks, we're filled in two teams. So that's four people per team. So you're looking at, you know, anywhere between 5 to 8 guys running in those series for full throttle.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And we also push, you know, the public stuff. Anybody can be, you know, our team to be part of Elevated Esports as a community, it's very simple. You just got to be a good, clean, respectable racer. Want to have fun, want to come in and learn from people. You want to share your knowledge if you can as well. And just, you know, overall be good fun people to race around.
You never know. You might be brought on as a
– No, 100%.
You might want to as a driver for something.
Yeah, I mean, 100%. We do have, you know, with the charter system with FTSR, we do have, you know, some substitute drivers that we have had, you know, substitute in for races. Yeah. For the number, of course, that goes towards the team points, not the, you know, they go towards their own single individual points as a person.
Sure.
But to expand though, like I said, focus on the community side. Yeah. I mean, we actually Elevated Esports, of course, is focused on racing right now because that's really where it was created, but we just got into, we're starting to do some golf stuff.
Oh, no kidding.
So within the community, we try to, you know, do other things other than, you know, just racing. We're starting kind of like a little golf esports league within our Discord to, you know, get guys kind of do stuff other than racing. Racing can get really tense sometimes.
Yes, it can.
And
golf doesn't?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Not saying golf make it any less tense. But I got to give it up, you know, like I said, you know, Shad's not on here. He's been a big part. Mm-hmm. He's done big on the short track side. He has, he runs in the late model stuff for full throttle. You know, it's essentially a team, again, out of the same stable Discord. Mm-hmm. He tries to, you know, get other people involved as well. He was running, he has an ARCA team that he was kind of switching people in and out with there. But he brought in a lot of people on the short track side, not only just racing in leagues, because he did a lot of the newer guys that we have running in the leagues now that made up our second teams or our half teams. Again, and in no way is this any kind of roster, you know, these people better than the other people at all. It's just when they joined.
Sure.
In the future, we're planning to make those strategy calls for sure.
Yep.
And we're also trying to branch out to other leagues. I'd love to have, you know, some other guys running in some other leagues as well. We mostly been running in open leagues. I see a lot of fixed leagues going around right now that, you know, a lot of people are going to the fixed leagues.
Yeah, that's me. When I go into the garage area and I, you know, change the camber or the toe in, I don't even know what those things do. I change it on one.
To be honest with you, Greg, I mean,
yeah. Here's my problem. You said you weren't good with computers. I'm worse with cars. When I go in and I change the toe in or the camber or this or that, the fuel door always pops open. Or the tire goes flat. That's my thing. I know.
Oh yeah, I get that too. Because same way with me, I like to think I know what it is, and sometimes I get a little lucky, and I might get something decent that we can work off of. Other times, you know, someone else will come up with something, and you know, same
I don't
way.
Know nothing about.
But we do.
I mean, don't.
this, well, no, no, no. I'm saying this is going to be a good time for us to say this, Ryan, because we do, we work very hard on setups. You know, in times we use in-house setups. There's a good amount of time that we do use purchase setups, you know, whether it be from, you know, VRS or anywhere up to, you know, we've messed with Elite stuff. So, we, you know, we're not saying, and actually, you know, this is what I want to say to you, Ryan, it's a good time for us to say we've been trying very hard to find a setup shop that will work with a team that's established like ours.
Got it.
For us to, you know, these setup shops don't want everybody sharing their setups.
Exactly.
You know, they want to make money. I get it.
Sure.
I'm for it.
Yep.
You know, but in which, you know, to go on to say we're actually working closely, hopefully, with a deal here tonight with, you know, finally working with a setup shop that's going to work with us as a whole team. So
We'll
feel comfortable with, you know, getting setups and working with our guys with them.
Yeah.
Of course, we'll be using our guys for their uses as well, for testing reasons, feedback reasons, stuff like that. We're hoping to work closely with them. But again, those are, you know, future stuff. But we have been looking. We've reached out to a couple teams. We've messaged them, kind of proposed some stuff to them. We hardly get answers back.
Yeah.
But,
now, when you say,
we're not. What's that?
When you're doing your own setups, do you do it specific to the driver? Like I like. I don't like a loose wheel. I like it to be tight. So do you set it up per driver or per team?
My experience, Ryan, and you can tell him what you think about this question. My experience with this, even if you get a bot setup, it might not favor one person. It's going to favor one person more than it's going to favor another person.
Sure.
It might, you know, me and Ryan can take the same setup, our driving style. He can take it on track. He can run 3/4 tenths faster than me. I take the same setup. I'll be, you know, right there. I might grab a different setup. Might be a little bit looser.
Got it. Okay.
You know, yes.
That makes sense.
It definitely varies driver to driver.
For my opinion.
Ryan, what do you think? How do you feel?
Like, for my experience, I personally like a loose car on the start, and then it gets tighter on the run.
Okay.
I can't deal with a tight car to start off with. Just because of how I drive, I like to drive it in more.
Got it.
And for a looser car, I'm able to work the wheel more to be able to drive it in and still get it down to where I need to be without trying to scrub too much tire.
Got it.
So I can handle a loose setup. It can't be too loose, but loose enough to the point where I can work the back end to kind of try to get the car to turn where I needed to.
And still save tires.
And yeah, and there's been some setups, I'll be honest with you, that my exit has been terrible on, and I can't figure out why. But I'll hop in another track and everything will be fine. Like, the car will be like, let's go back to Bristol Dirt. I love that setup. That setup tore up the bottom. I was able to work the truck where I needed it to be, and I ran a good amount of laps up front. Then next week at Martinsville, I couldn't get the car to turn off exit, and it wouldn't handle for me. And it's kind of just how it was. It was just too tight at some points, but that Bristol setup was loose where I wanted it, and it got tighter at the longer run when it got slick, and it just worked to my favor.
There you go. So any of you guys get involved? I think it was a couple of years ago when all the setup shops and the setup shop naysayers were battling it on the Facebook pages.
That was right when I started.
Yeah, it was right around the time when we were first starting.
Well, that must have been fun to see.
One of the first setup shops we ran with was kind of in the middle of all that.
Yeah.
And again, we'll leave, you know, a lot of that, you know, because again, as an open setup team and stuff, we, you know, we're all about the community. We want everybody to just race and have fun and race respectable. And you know, to go off of that same question, that's the thing. I mean, you know, I know everybody kind of rant and raves, you know, back and forth about whether or not setup shops are good for iRacing or whether or not, you know,
it's worth it.
Oh, I think so.
Yeah. So, you know, I can even go to say, you asked about the driver difference.
Yep.
You know, and again, this is kind of pat on the back for the sim itself as well. You know, there's certain tracks. I'll use that example after, I guess. Even in the sim, this depends track to track. Kind of like the example Ryan just gave you between Bristol and Martinsville. Mm-hmm. I can go to tracks that I like and I run good on, and I run good on them. I go to tracks that just don't suit my driving style, and the sim comes out. I don't race good there. Yeah. And I can't, it doesn't matter. You can give me the best setup there is. I'm only going to, sure, more time you spend on anything you do, like, you're going to get better. Yeah, sure, I might drop a little bit of time, but that's part of the simulation of our racing. Mm-hmm. Same way I can run really good at Dover, pretty much, any setup I get. Some people just hate Dover.
Oh, you'll hear the NASCAR drivers say that too, that some will say, this is not my track. No, and here are these guys that spend all that time on their $100,000, $200,000 sims, and they're professional drivers. And so they'll tell you, I don't like this track. So it makes sense.
And that's, and the same goes with Ryan and stuff. We can, he's had some rough goes this year, as good as he's doing. I shouldn't say he's had them. He's had tough breaks. He's had racing incidents happen when he was there. He got involved in nothing to do with what he did.
Sure.
I had top fives the first five races. I was 5 for 5.
Well, and I tell him, and as being on team and talking with these guys and stuff, I told him, I said, these are long seasons, because we're running, the full schedule here in full throttle.
Yeah, it's a long time.
So it's a long season. I try to keep, these guys calm, myself calm. It's not just, and they do it to me in return. But that's same way. I got to tell Ryan, I'm like, listen, there's some tracks on the schedule that I got marked. I got a star beside them. It doesn't mean that I'm just throwing a towel in and saying, but these are the tracks that I'm sitting here going, these are going to be the ones that we need to make sure we're going to finish. We finish in the middle. We get a top 10 or, out of the team, 3 out of 4 in the top 10. I'm happy. 2 out of 4in the top. I'm happy.
Yep.
I got other tracks that I'm expecting Ryan and Kyle, and them guys to be up there. Maybe not me. Them guys to be up there, kicking around with the top 3, top 5. And that's kind of to go back to the intro with Ryan and stuff, I got to keep Ryan from thinking on the other side of the racetrack a lot of times. I got to keep him in corner one. He's already thinking about 3 and 4. He's got to make it through 1 and 2. That was one of the, that was one of the only downsides I saw to his racing when I first started racing around him.
Yeah.
Iowa and NSRL comes to mind. That was one of his first races. He made it finally to the last stage. Because again, NSRL is stage racing, full throttle. We run one stage there.
Yep.
Which, I love that aspect. I wish iRacing would do more for that aspect. I wish they put that in for admins to actually run them, full out in leagues.
Mm-hmm.
Or officials.
Or officials, if you wanted to choose that. I don't know. Some people don't like them. So I know iRacing is playing the fence with that. Or, they got other bigger fish to fry.
Yeah, make a nice option. But,
like rain, I guess.
I was doing a Mazda race at Watkins Glen and using the boot, and then all of a sudden there's water drops on the windshield and there's clouds in the sky. I'm like, oh, this is a beta race for rain. How cool. So it didn't rain much, but I'm like, I said to my son, who's he started iRacing before I did. I says, it's raining on iRacing. He goes, no, it's not. So I said, yeah, it is. I said, I was just at Watkins Glen, and it wasn't a bird pissing on my windshield. It was the clouds.
I didn't even say, did they really add it then?
Yeah, it was. I guess they were testing it, because I guess every once in a while they'll throw a beta test out. It was in one of the obscure races. I forget. It was the Mazda series. Because I knew it was rain, because there it is, and then the clouds in the sky, and then the sun came out when I came around turn 10.
So I love Watkins Glen. I've been there, so you know that.
When did we meet? Because I don't recall us meeting.
Go ahead.
How did we meet? I don't recall us meeting.
I'm pretty sure, because listen, I got you in my iRacing my companion app, okay?
Oh, okay.
So I was at the Xfinity race.
All right.
At Watkins Glen this past year.
Okay.
And I come over to the chicane.
Yep.
And I was I don't know if you know jeez, my memory. Hold on. Tom
Para.
Yeah, Tom Para. Thomas Para.
Sounds so familiar.
Again, this is going back to NSRL.
Yeah.
And Thomas is still, I haven't heard from Tom. We haven't heard from Thomas for a little while. Thomas, if you're listening, we hope you're doing all right. We know he has some stuff going on in life, you know, work and stuff like that. He kind of got away from the sim for a while there.
Yeah.
This winter. And, but he's still part of the community, still part of the team, always is, always has been. But he's from Rochester, I believe, Rochester area, somewhere up there.
Yep.
I have a history in upstate New York as well. I graduated high school in Corning, New York.
Oh, okay.
And I spent a lot of times in the Watkins Glen area and Corning in general. So my sister lives in Horsehead. So me and my girlfriend come up, took my nephew to Watkins Glen. It was his first race. We come into the infield to, whatever you want to call it, the inside of the track, the infield, I guess. But come through and to meet Tom, because I knew he was going. So we made plans to meet. So I come over there to his RV right there. And my girlfriend and my nephew were up against the fence there.
I'm remembering this now.
Yep. And then I was back there kind of talking to Tom, and then we were back there drinking beer and kind of out front talking and bullshit around. And I did finally come back. And like I said, my nephew was sitting in the chair, and my girlfriend was standing there beside him. And we come up to the fence, and me and you kind of started bullshitting. And Tom was standing there with me.
Yes.
The only way I know this is because when you sent us the invites and everything on Facebook, and we started chatting. I recognized the name. Like, where do I recognize this name from? And then, like I said, one day I was on my iRacing companion app, and I saw your picture and your name, and I'm like, that is the guy I met at Watkins.
Oh, because you guys talked then about coming on the podcast last year.
Uh-huh.
Now I remember. Yeah.
Like I said, that's on my list to come this year again.
Mm-hmm.
So that's another thing. Talking about racing, kind of what I want to bring up, Watkins too, because I want to say last year, at the time, it probably would have been about half the team, a little under half the team, I guess, at the time. But we all went to Richmond last year.
Oh, okay.
That was a fun experience.
Yes, we had a great time.
We got to drive a sim.
Yeah, we got to move. What you had to do down there for sim seats is you had to race in a stationary, and you had to get a certain time. As long as you qualified, you could race a couple, I don't know if it was like 5 minutes or whatever.
It was two laps.
Was that what it was?
Yeah.
And the motion sim.
Oh, wow.
We got to test out the motion sim,
That's cool.
So that was pretty sweet, yeah.
I had the third best time.
Yeah, Ryan was on the board for a while up there.
Oh, wow.
I don't know what it ended up being by the end time they shut down and everything, but
well, I was still third.
Well, speaking of
Watkins, we'll just roll with that.
Did you get tickets for Watkins Glen yet?
What?
Did you get tickets for Watkins Glen yet for this year?
No, not yet. That's we're planning a trip. We're planning a team trip to Atlanta. Atlanta's done and over with. So you know, it's funny. And myself, even planning within my life, you know, I try to get on these guys too, because I'm like, we don't keep talking about it, it's never going to happen. You know?
Exactly.
So I know. You know, but either way, that happens. It's life happens. But
yeah,
we got a long year to go here, not only in our sim racing life, but also in real life.
Exactly.
Which is this? I listed it out. So hopefully, I'm hoping I'm going to be going to Dover, Pocono, and Watkins this year. Whether or not I make it to all of them, I'm planning that. Watkins is very easy for me to make it to.
Yep.
Because my sister lives right there.
There you go.
So, and here's the other thing. I mean, unless I go on a Sunday, which I probably won't, because I've been to several cup races at Watkins. I would rather come on a Saturday and go watch the Xfinity race and just not really, watch different parts of the race. You know what I mean?
Sure.
this is kind of the thing, you know, people want to talk about it. Now we're going to talk about NASCAR a little bit. It's me. People want to talk about NASCAR dying and, you know, people not liking it no more, you know, even though it does pull in a lot of millions of views that you'd be surprised if you actually look at the viewing that
exactly.
it gets compared to F1 and some of the other stuff.
Yep.
I hate to say this. Now, of course, like I said, I've been to Watkins several times, so I would rather watch the Watkins Cup race from home.
I can see that.
I would rather watch the Pocono race from home.
Right.
See, the southern tracks that I want to go to, I want to go back to New Hampshire just because it's a cool track to go to.
Yeah.
But also, the after parties on Sunday.
That's why I go to Watkins Glen on a Saturday.
I love all the free bars at Watkins Glen.
Hopefully, for the 600 at some point.
Yep.
And I do want to try to hit up Atlanta at some point.
Well, you're going to be coming to Watkins this year, Ryan, right?
I'm going to try to.
Yep. Okay. Good. So, Greg, answer your question. No, we haven't bought the tickets, but we'd like to be there for at least. Couple days of that.
Yeah, okay.
You go up all week, don't you?
Yeah, we've been going. This will be our 8th or 9th year. It'll be the 7th year camping. Probably go up on Wednesday this year and then stay until Monday.
Cool.
Yeah, I might be by myself this year because my son last year I bought the tickets. I bought 3 tickets, 3 hot passes, and the one guy, a neighbor of mine, his wife decided, no, we're going on vacation that week, even though he had been coming to Watkins Glen with me for the previous 2 years. So I'm out of ticket there. And then my son, Sam, who was 21 last year, photographer, I do some semi-pro photography. He bought a camera. Now he blows me away. He says, oh, I don't need the ticket. I got my press stuff for, my press pass for the race and, my photographer's thing. So, I'm like, oh, great. So you're going to get to go. So one time I was over by the news center the press room where they, the media center. And I had a Martin Truex car I wanted to have from as close to his rookie year. And I said, hey, can you see if Truex can sign this for me? I was busted his chops. I knew he wasn't allowed to do that. And he just turned around and he goes, no, I got to go talk to Richard Petty. Goodbye. I'm like, screw you, kid. It's a long walk back to home. So so there it is.
That's some interesting stuff, though. He's getting to
do
that stuff.
So there it is.
Very cool.
I'm waiting in line to go down pit road, and he's just sitting there with his little, you know, photo jacket on and gets up and cuts the line, walks right through. I said, screw you, kid. So he was really busting my chops. So it's fun. I mean, good for him. He's
well, this reminds me, of this too. Coming from the Richmond story of last year. So Ryan bought the tickets last year. He did a very good job. He got us hot passes as well.
Cool.
I think that's what they're called. What are they called? Fan experience passes.
Yeah.
Fan experience passes.
Yep.
So we got to go through the tunnel. We got to go on the inside of Richmond.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And let me tell you, watching that race from turn 1 and 2 from the inside was freaking phenomenal.
That's cool.
I mean, it was, and not only did we not realize that we got to be down there for the race, because we were down there pre-race.
Yeah.
We missed the driver intro stuff, didn't we, Ryan, or something? Didn't we miss something?
Yeah, but out of
we
all
went,
that.
We went in the wrong damn garage, too, because we got to go in the garage, and we went garage and missed the cars we were looking for. By the time we got down to the cars we wanted to see, the drivers were gone.
Oh, but anyway, wow.
Let me tell this before. I don't even know if you know where I'm leading. Well, actually, there's 2. Because when did that happen with Carson? Was that on Sunday? That was on Sunday, too.
Yeah, so basically, we went in the tunnel on Sunday.
This was pre-race. Pre-race,
yeah.
Sunday. We're down there. We just got off the sim rigs. And then tell them what happened, Ryan.
So, basically, my friend Alan, Dale's best friend, was saying, hey, look in front of you. And I'm like, okay, what the fuck am I looking at? And he's like,
favorite driver's standing in front of you.
So I'm still looking. I can't see him.
And not only, here, I'll give you a hint, Greg. Hold on, let's give him a hint. And not only is he standing in front of him, not only does Ryan not recognize him at the moment, but this guy is wearing a cast, and he's walking with crutches. Can you guess who it is? last year?
No, I can't.
Tell him who it is, Ryan.
It was Carson Hocevar.
Oh, wow.
I don't know how I missed the tall dude, but I just blinked, and then I just froze, and Dilps is like pulling me forward.
Let's go get his autograph.
So we got I took my hat off that I was wearing, and it was all sweaty inside because it was blaring hot out.
Uh-huh.
And he signed the inside of that, so I have that. And Richmond hat.
You did, yeah, you did. Yeah, so that was crazy, right? So yep. Right after we got the sim ring. And, so Carson Hocevar, if you don't know who Carson Hocevar is, Carson Hocevar is, like, the biggest name coming up through Truck Series.
I know.
He's an Xfinity, actually, I think, right now. Ryan, right?
No, he was doing a run for the 07 team.
Is that it?
One race, yeah.
Yeah. So, anyway, Ryan follows him. So that was a great experience to be there to see Ryan get to experience that and go through that. And then, so anyway, so then we continued out. We went back outside the track to go to our seats in the grandstand. Mm-hmm. So we went back up to the grandstand. We were up in the grandstands. We watched the beginning of the race up there. So then, for some reason, I don't know, I guess we just walked down, get a drink or whatever, and we noticed that tunnel was still open. So we made our way back down through it. We didn't realize we could go down through it during the race. So we get down there, and we're watching the cup race from literally inside of Richmond because we have these passes, right?
Yeah.
And I'm like,
inside
the
fence on day one.
It's probably one of the best racing experiences I've had, Cup, Xfinity, any of them. So we're there, and we realize that Victory Lane's right there.
Mm-hmm.
So we spent the rest of the race there, and we got to watch Kevin Harvick bring down his car to Victory Lane.
Oh, that's cool.
We were maybe 3-4 rows standing up on chairs.
Yep.
My girlfriend has some videos. I should get her to. Yeah. I mean, it was a great experience.
That's wild.
This is what made me think of. I'm going to guess Martin Truex Jr. is your favorite driver.
Yes.
Okay. Martin Truex Jr. is my favorite driver as well.
Yep.
He's my second favorite driver that I've ever had. Martin was my first. I picked Martin Truex Jr. 1 year when he raced for Chance Motorsports. He was racing at Watkins Glen.
Mm-hmm.
That's where I bought my first piece of Truex Jr. Merchandise. It's a number 8 hat for Chance.
Ah, cool.
My buddy Alan argued with me, tried to tell me he never ran number 8, but he did.
Yes, he did.
Anyway, we're standing there against the black fence that's behind a retaining wall.
Mm-hmm.
And they start after, this is after the race. This is after Harvick and them they already come down, did their thing. They're packing up. Everybody's going. We're getting ready to go out. And they start pulling cars down and they start doing, post-race suspension.
Yeah.
So Eric Jones's car is there and Eric Jones had a hell of a race. I'm over there. As you can tell, I'm a loud person. I'm over there. Yeah. Sorry, Christopher Bell. Yes, you are correct. Thank you, Ryan. Christopher Bell had a hell of a race. And yeah, so he's I'm against the fence, and they're over there, like, taking the wheels off, and the officials are there and everything. And I'm over there going, hell yeah, guys. Good race, man. Next one, He was looking good. I'm just giving him shit. To my right, here comes Joe Gibbs.
Oh, my gosh.
I start yelling, Mr. Gibbs, can I get a signature? Mr. Gibbs, I love you, Mr. Gibbs.
Oh, man.
No shit. He walks over. I toss him over my Martin Truex Jr. hat. It's hanging right up here. It's the number 78 hat. I bought it. It's from one of his championships. I think it's from championship year, to be honest with you. I threw it over. It's not even a Gibbs hat. It's a Furniture Row hat. It says Furniture Row right on the side. I throw it over. Gibbs grabs it. Signs it, puts in his little cards that he has.
Yep.
Asks us if we enjoyed the race. I had a conversation with him.
Oh,
Ryan
cool.
and Alan come running over. I shit you not. Best experience ever at a racetrack.
That's cool.
So, and the only signature I personally have ever gotten.
Yeah.
So you're welcome for that.
No, 100%, yes. if Ryan wouldn't have bought them passes like that, them fan experience passes, man. I remember whenever I was at work and he messaged me, he's like, dude, 70 more bucks, we can get this. I said, do it. I said, we need to do it. So, I mean,
that's 70 bucks I ever spent.
That's great.
Oh, man. I'm getting pumped up talking about it, if you can't tell.
Yeah.
So, if you ever go to Richmond, anybody, I highly recommend you get that fan pass.
That's a good price because One of the best.
You can get down there for the trucks.
Mm-hmm.
You can get down there for the cup.
Yep.
And you can just sit there down in turn one. You can sit there behind the pit boxes. You can sit down there in turn one, two.
Yeah, three and four, if a car wrecks,
you can, or goes to the garage, you can chase them down into the garage and see them pulling their garage, get out of the car, all that stuff. Highly recommend it.
Yeah, we were down there at Richmond. I think the first season they opened that the fan experience pass up. What's expensive is the hot passes at Watkins Glen. They're $500 a clip for the weekend.
The only other time I had a hot pass to Pocono one time, I got invited to that, so I didn't pay for that. I'm not exactly sure, but I got to go on pit road down there one time.
Yeah,
I didn't get to see or talk to anybody then, but Watkins, I've never been down on track on the pit road side. Mm-hmm. I've been on it in personal cars, residential cars. Living up there, they used to open a track all the time.
Yeah, I remember that.
You'd come up and take your car around.
Yep.
But like, for instance, New Hampshire, they...
I want to go to New Hampshire.
We somehow, my dad, I don't know how he did it, got us in the tunnel. We went inside the racetrack, and we got to see everything. We got to see the cars coming into the grid. We got, you couldn't go in the garage, obviously. New Hampshire doesn't do that. You need special passes for that.
Yeah.
But you can go by the windows, get autographs, that type of stuff.
That's cool.
But yeah, that was a cool experience too. And my mom got to wave the flag for Dale Jr. qualifying one year.
No kidding. That's cool.
So that was a cool experience also. Yeah,
we had a good experience at Watkins Glen a couple of years ago. We went up for the day to the 6 hours of the Glen. And WeatherTech had a contest on their Facebook page. Hey, we're going to give two tickets to the WeatherTech tent, free food and booze all day, and a ride around the track. So I said, hey, let's do this. So we won the WeatherTech tickets to their hospitality tent for the day, and a ride around the track. So they had Porsches and stuff like that. And I said, which one do I get? And I said, well, you won the drawing, so you're not going to get any. I said, "Hey, I'm just happy to be here." So I got to go in the Toyota Supra, and the driver was so cool. He was narrating all the way around, and you pull out at the entrance to pit road is where you get in. You're doing 125 miles an hour going through the S's. The back stretch, he goes, and we're coming to the back stretch. We get out of the S's. We're doing 141. Here comes the chicane. Whoa, we're doing 80. The G-force from going to 140 to 80,
yeah,
like that.
Yeah, that was fun.
Yeah, and this was the souped-up street car. There were no roll bars. There were no helmets. So you basically signed your life away when you got in the car. But it was cool.
Yeah.
Did the whole boot and everything. I just laughed the whole time because it was amazing. So then last year, or 2 years ago, we're down by the chicane, and the guy that didn't go last year, but it had been for 2 years. He's got a bum knee, and basically he had surgery where his one knee is locked. So he's got to walk almost like a peg leg. So we're walking back. Guy on a golf cart comes over, says, "Hey, you guys need a ride?" Yeah. So there's this guy about 50, and another guy start talking racing, and he goes, "Where are you from?" I'm down by Albany, New York. And he goes, "Oh, I'm from Indiana. I'm Chase Briscoe's dad." I'm like, "Oh, cool. How's that?"
What?
So,
that's nice.
Yeah. And he goes, "Where are you going?" He took us right to the car and said, "Thanks, you know, have a good weekend." So really, it's a big family. That's what I find about racing. It's just, you get into it.
100%.
Even online sim racing, there's so many friendships that, you know, you create over the years.
Well,
it's a lot of fun.
That actually leads me into my next thing I wanted to say too. You know, we obviously, to go off of that, Elevated Esports hopes in the future, we're going to have some more community race adventures, race trips.
Cool.
And hopefully we run into you, Greg, along the way. I'm sure we will.
I'll be at the Glen.
The friends thing.
I said I'll be back at the Glen.
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah, for sure. Like I said, Ryan and I, if I can drag Alan up there, we'll get Alan up there.
That's cool.
Like I said, the Glen Pocono, that girlfriend and I last year just woke up Sunday morning, we're having breakfast, looked at each other. I was like, you want to go Pocono? She's like, sure. I'm like, all right. So we just got up, drove out Pocono,
yeah.
8 hours, watched the race, drove back home. Talking about friends and stuff, 100%. Obviously, Ryan and I, very, very good friends. We work very well together.
I do got to say one thing, though.
Mm-hmm.
This, on iRacing, I probably made way more truthful friendships
mm-hmm.
than I have outside the sim.
Yeah, that's cool.
That's the crazy thing about it. Is I can put more trust in the guys that I talk to on the sim, like that are on my team, running mm-hmm. with me daily. Like I tell them more than I would tell anyone that I met at high school or around the area. You know what I mean?
Gotcha.
That's good to know. I mean, that's what I was trying to.
It's because you already have something with that person as a friendship.
Right.
It's not like you're going and you're meeting someone random and then you see them as a friend and then all of a sudden you guys are completely opposite people.
Yep. Been there.
Done but that. In the sim world, you guys all have one thing in common. You all love racing. So yep. That's one thing you guys always can connect about.
Cool. So, Ryan, you said you're doing the road to pro. How does that compare to regular iRacing? More competitive, more stimulating, more.
Oh, it's hectic.
Uh-huh.
It's much more competitive because you're running with the guys that are – you're running with guys weekly that are 6K, 7K, 5K. I mean, yep. I've just passed the 3K marker.
Uh-huh.
So I'm starting to run with those guys up in that ranks.
Yeah.
But, like, for instance, at Bristol, it was – probably one of the most hectic races I've probably ever been in. I mean, from the start, we were three wide, bumping, banging, wrecking. I mean, I got totaled out on like lap 145, but currently I sit number 254, I think, out of 500, 600 drivers.
That's respectable.
So it's my first year, so I kind of went into this year kind of not expecting to do well. I kind of want to get a feel for it since I'm only a year and a half.
You shouldn't have done that to yourself.
Yeah. I shouldn't have went into it full blown.
No, you should.
Knowing I had the skill, but I didn't think I did. So I just went in wanting to just test it out, test the waters, kind of see where my skill level is at. And next year I was going to full blown attempt it. But during this one, I just said, nope, screw it. We're going for it. And, I mean, there's still a possible chance.
Yeah.
I could get closer. It's a rare chance mm-hmm. because I'm so far back. I'd have to have three really solid races.
Sure.
But overall, just from being in the top 250, 300, I'm happy right now because it kind of shows – my potential, what I've done over the past year, and the hard work's actually paying off.
Yep.
And so that's kind of how it's going. And like I said, I'm happy with the results. I wish Bristol went a little better because I probably could be closer to the top 200 if I finished that race.
Mm-hmm.
But it's Bristol. What can you do about it?
Not much. Just hope to survive. Hey, you sent me some logos of your sponsors. Tell me about 213simwear.com.
Okay, so basically I saw them on Facebook, sent them a message because I'm kind of the person that handles the social media side. Okay. That's kind of my baby, is our website, our social media, our sponsors. So I kind of work with the sponsors. 213 Simwear says their title, Simwear Company, clothing and other stuff. They actually have some of our shirts up, hoodies.
Oh, cool.
I actually got one of the stickers. They're actually really dope stickers. That company is, and they're a huge part of our team. They share all of our stuff, like our stuff, and
that helps.
They're overall just a great company to be with, and we're happy to be with them, and we look forward to the future.
Cool. Speaking of swimwear, do you wear race socks or shoes?
I just got Husqvarna or Husqvarna pedals. So, and my feet hurt really bad because they're on the base plate.
Yep.
Or on the actual platform of my rig.
Okay.
So I probably will have to invest in some type of shoe.
Yeah.
Because it does hurt after a while.
Yes, but, it does.
Now right now I'm in socks.
Oh, socks. Okay, because my kid, racing socks or just regular socks?
Just regular socks.
Ah, okay, because we had one of the races, somebody hooked up with somebody who had racing socks and gave them away, and now like half the league is driving in racing socks. I go, you're kidding. Everybody says, no, they're great. They're better than sneakers.
What's the difference?
I don't know. It's probably closer to, I don't know.
On the bottom.
Yeah, it's probably closer.
Do they have like a bolster to like keep your heel from hurting?
I have no idea. But I've seen pictures of them. It's probably more like wearing a pair of slippers. You know, the slippers are halfway between socks and shoes. That's all I can guess.
Huh. I'll have to look into those.
Yeah. And you got SNG graphics or SNG graphics? Is that what it is?
So Splash and Go graphics, they're really a part of me. They've been doing my cars how long, Delts? Probably a year.
Yeah.
So they've been with me for probably about a year. I've been getting them here now. They have done my current truck, my cup car, my Xfinity car. He's done my dirt, done Delta's car. They're running it on FTSR. So if you go over to FTSR, you'll see our cup cars. You'll see our, my cup car. You'll see our trucks. But
he also has other. He's also done others in the league. He's actually pretty well known as well.
Very fair price, very responsive, all great. And he finally decided to come on board, help out the team a little bit. If as he paints, he'll hook him up. So that's where that one came about. So I appreciate him and all he's done too.
Sure. And finally,
oh boy, SimMotion. What can I say about him? Oh, he has just been great to us. My whole setup came from him. My director, both my wheels, my shifters.
Ah, cool.
Anything else I bought from him?
My pedals, my wheel.
Yeah, my pedals also. Yes, my other
pedals. Me and Ryan found SimMotion when we first started upgrading.
Yeah.
It chose. Again, real responsive. We'll take care of warranties.
He's really fast in shipping too.
Yep, very quick to answer questions. You know, pre-order there with him as well. Unless he has some, you know, the last pre-order usually bulks some stuff. He again just really come forward also and kind of come on board even more as of lately with us too. With team discount.
Once I made my second purchase with him. I went to strike something that worked for the both of us. Him also, by him being on the numbers, by like how you found us, for instance.
Yeah.
We want to put him out there, and you never know. Someone might hop on and be like, hey, he's great prices, because right now he has great wheels up there, bundles.
That's cool. So if somebody...
I do want to say about these, too. I don't know
if go ahead. Percent.
Martin Sports as well. We worked very closely with them with designing Elevated Esports glove. And we actually are providing across the board, everybody that was on at the time got a free set of gloves.
Oh, that's cool.
From the team. Martin Sports is who's handling that order. They are on their website still for order. We're probably looking to go back and get a second order as well on them. One of our guys, Alan Duronco on the team, actually designed them.
So shout out to him.
Yeah, big shout out to him and Martin Sports, like I said. So we're looking forward to them. We should be receiving them next week. So,
what are you going to say, Greg?
We're just going to say race with gloves. What is a good glove or just gloves in general? How does it help you out? What do they get?
Because when you get a direct drive, they're mainly Alcantara leather. So when you race with bare hands, the sweat will drip down onto the wheel and damage the wheel.
Okay.
Or it'll make it smell or whatever because you're
into the leather.
To the suede.
Yeah. Okay.
Also, so it just gives you to keep your hands on the wheel and not have any slippage.
Makes sense. Okay. Cool. So if somebody wants to join Elevated Esports for your team or race with you, how do they get in touch with you?
They can just message the Facebook page or Ryan or on the team. They get a hold of them and they can get them in the Discord. We can again, there's not very many, you know, huge requirements to be part of the league. Even if you're already racing in your own leagues and stuff, you know, you can come be a part of the community and
come in the race because I post and I'm racing daily. I'm always in chat to hang out with anybody. So,
and again, you know, I mean, we have had some people come through that just didn't mesh with the group.
Yeah.
Started racing with them after a while. Us.
Sure.
You know, we've had people come and go. We've had people come back. We've had people leave. Back. You know, racers that want to race, have fun, and have, you know, my goal with the whole situation with just and having a team in general is not, I mean, we race right now Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Mm-hmm. All them nights.
Right.
Sometimes, especially in the winter, I race more.
Same here.
Summertime. Yes,
I'm on 7 days a week and every on the weekends.
Which that's why, you know, again, that's why I like Ryan makes such a good team. He handles, you know, a lot of stuff when I'm not around. He was about to podcast with you. You know, but you know, to answer your question, you know, come in, meet everybody. If you feel like it's a fit for you and you want everybody to be able to know that if I want to race tonight, or if I want to talk to somebody about racing, if I want to talk to him about real life racing. Sim racing. What happened in the league last week? What's going to happen with the setup shops? Any of that stuff. That's I want somebody to have a place. Cool. They don't got to wonder whether they're going to talk to somebody about iron.
Yep.
You know, I'm sure there's thousands of other, again, good, clean, respectable, mature racers. You know, we've had some young ones come through. We still have some young ones in the group.
Shout out Timmy Belong.
Yeah, that's a, yeah. And you know, he's been a great part of the community. He's been having computer issues.
Yeah.
But you know, anyway, even if you're a fan, of Elevated Esports, you're welcome in the Discord, in the computer. Please make sure you're following the Facebook. We're getting an Instagram and Twitter's up and running now as well, I'm pretty sure.
Well, that's pretty cool.
You can also find our website on the Facebook page.
Yes, you can.
That has a link to our Twitter and it has a bio on all of our drivers and what they like to run.
Yes, and all of our stuff, you know, is all a work in progress. You know, we all work full jobs and do this stuff, you know, on the side for fun and not a community and, you know, and friends and of course in competition. Some more, you know, I mean, and again, you know, that's why I got to talk him off the cliff a lot of times whenever he doesn't do good. Me, you know, I'm here to have fun and I want to be competitive, you know, I'm not going to lie to you. I'm a middle of the pack racer, man.
That's me.
If I finish 10th, 7th, 5th, buddy, I'm happy. You know, 15th through 20th, I'm starting to get a little upset with myself.
Yeah.
Ryan does good, and Kyle keep cars together. Everybody in the Discord, and everybody's happy. That's what I like to see. That's my part in the team. You know, that's the same way Ryan built the website. He took out upon himself. Really doing a really good job. Learning and adapting.
Cool.
Again, bring up Alan Duranko. Alan never thought he'd design a set of gloves. And he designed, what, like 6? And we narrowed it down to like 2. And again,
big shout out to him for all he's done and all the work he's put in to help us grow.
But that's all across the board. Like I said, everybody's got a different, I mean, that's what a team is. got, you know, a different part in the team, a different aspect that they like to take on, put different effort into that stuff. And we're always looking for more people like that too. Something that you think that we need over here and you enjoy doing it, let us know. Come hang out and enjoy doing what you like to do. You know, we'll take it, man. That's, David, you want to come join the Discord and just keep follow up with the team and all we got going on? For all I care.
You let me know. Come on, Greg. Come to the Discord and we'll do that. Talking about before.
You can
what was that?
Whenever you want, whenever you need someone else to come and talk your ear off, you let me know.
Hey, we'll do. What was I going to say? Oh, you mentioned being like a mid-pack driver. That's me. And this late model league that we just started a couple weeks ago, our first race last week was at North Wilkesboro. And I'm like, I am going to totally suck. I suck on short tracks. And I figured out why, because if you drive a straight and you got to turn left more often than you're driving straight, that's where the win and the loss comes in. Down to about we're down to two laps to go. I look over and I'm P8, and I'm like, "Wow, cool." then I get wrecked.
Good.
And I got I got wrecked. You know what you can do with your Discord, pal. So what happened was I got the meatball flag and I crawled into the pit stop, and I only had 26 seconds of mandatory or required repairs. Oh, this
doesn't
isn't
take much. Does
no, like, oh, that's not too bad. So then I pull back, and to drive straight, my wheel is at a 90 degree angle to the right, and I'm like, you know what?
Required repair didn't work.
I said,
I've been there, my man.
Yeah, and I'm like, I'm not gonna lose P8. So I get in the way. And they're about to go green, and I yelled to him. I said, "I'm not going to make it. Black flag. That's my fault. Clear it." So they cleared him, and I limped track and got to the finish line, barely crossed the finish line in P8, and then went to a wall. So I was like, "Yes!" To me, finishing eighth on a short track is like a win to me.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, that's the same thing. I mean, that's...
See, I get mad if I finish, like, 10th or 15th.
Well, and here's the thing. When it's all done and said, all together again, for me, it's all about having a place to go and, you know, kind of like what Ryan touched base on about, you know, how easy it is to make friends because you all got something in common. You all like racing, man.
Yeah.
We're all here to race. I'm presuming we're all here to have a bit of fun.
Exactly.
Some more... You know, than others, just strictly competition, and they take it as you know, a professional lifestyle.
Which kind of me?
You know, no offense to that. I mean, but all in all, no matter what, as long as everybody's you know getting what they want out of it,
sure.
You know, which is that's the same way you look at leagues and stuff like that. Being an admin side, or being a owner or a team organizer. Any of these leagues, it's always a challenge to please everybody.
Oh, you're never going to please everybody.
Know? Yeah. That's so, again, you know, going back to, you know, how to join and stuff, I mean, that's why, really, we didn't talk much about the whole road side. We can save that for another episode. We can also save the backstory of the whole building of the dirt side.
I'll put it on. We have a road team that we've done the Daytona 24. We've done the Sebring 12 Hour, and we finished top 10 in both of them in LMP2s and P3. So I'm very pleased with that. And we're playing on Nürburgring 24 with a GT3 BMW and a Aston Martin GT4.
And you can't leave out my event that's going to be coming up too later in summer that I'm definitely racing. I'm looking forward to more than that freaking Nürburgring or whatever.
Yes.
So, yes, we're doing that. A lot of special events on the roadside. Mm-hmm. We're actually just kicking around the idea and throwing it around. If anybody out there listening or you yourself, Greg, know of IMSA GT leagues.
We're out there looking for a road team. Hit me up, McGee.
Yep.
He runs our roads.
So another one that needs a good shout out.
McGee has been taken over the roadside and has just done a phenomenal job, and very pleased with that. Up to him. Sorry to expand on.
Yeah, shout out. I'm pretty sure he
recruited. Yes.
Yes.
That's cool.
So, and to that, shed over the reins to Jerome. Chad's also expanding, which is good. Let the buddy grow.
Sounds like a great one. For, jumping in here today, it's been quite the conversation, and we'll have to check in a couple months from now, talk about how your season's going and the building and collapse of your dirt league there. That sounds kind of intriguing.
Yeah, on that next episode, but okay. Again, I want to give you a big check for finding us and bringing us on, because this is a big for us, and cool. We're happy to be here and just appreciate you a lot.
Anytime. And I do remember meeting Glenn.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Have a good night.
Have a good night.
Ryan Chapman and Dustin Dismiller talking about the elevated esports racing community. I'm going to definitely stop into the Discord and see what they're hanging at. Sounds like the guys there competitive, but they're looking, they'll take any race and have fun to be the underlying requirement in just come across on iRacing as league admins are starting. It's competitive, but the whole thing there is do it fun as well. So thanks guys for stopping in. And definitely have you back again to talk about just there. And also want to thank their sponsor, 213simware.com, SNG Grant, and Sims for Elevated Esports Racing. Talk about Season 3 recruiting race for the 802 Cup Series that we race on Sunday nights, 5. It's a fixed-set league, a decent prize fund. I don't know if we're going to have a prize fund for the summer. It's just going to be more of a season until we get back into the fall, because a lot of people take the summer off. I'm one of them. I'll be showing up occasionally to race there. But our fall league, once we get back to that, or let's go back to season 2 that we just finished up, we had over pretty close to $100 in prize money, and we paid from P1 all the way back to P15. So if you P15 like I did, and that was a big rush for me to finish in the prize. I got my $15 entry fee back, and so that was a lot of fun. So we'll be Sunday night, April 16th, 6:45 p.m., 150 laps set with question at lap 60. It'll be posted racing, no word, of course. And if you want to find out more about the 802 Cup Series, you can look us up on our Facebook page, 802 iRacing Leagues. And we also have the BG Model League that we just started, and we are taking as well. If you want to find out about this racing league page, say you want to join, and that's it. So again, season 3 recruiting race Sunday at the Charlotte Oval. And I want to thank Riptide Radio and Jim Drivers for bringing Riptide Radio on board as a sponsor. Every race, a random winner gets $5 in iRacing. What's Riptide Radio? Riptide Radio is Carolina Shag. It's just the Beach Boys. It's jazz. It's sound. It's yacht rock. It's just that good feeling at the beach. And as Jeff says, it's more than music. It's a lifestyle. This has been the Sim Racing Podcast with your host, Greg Dreis. Once again, thanks to the guys from Elevated Esports for stopping out tonight. Also, thank you for sponsoring the 802 Late Model Cup Series, Riptide Radio again, and Dirtbag Closing My Team, Six Pack Racing Team in the Late Model Stock Series. Have yourselves a good night, and you can on Twitch for the next 2 weeks before they throw everybody 2 weeks. We'll be uploading to YouTube, as well as the video will go to Anchor FM and the audio stream on and all the major podcast platforms, including and Amazon. Have yourselves a good night, and we'll see you on the track. Good night.